Establishment Media Try to Strangle Tampon Tim Transgender Controversy. By Neil Munro on August 8, 2024. Establishment journalists are trying to muffle and hide Governor Tim Walz's DMN support for a controversial law that pushes schoolgirls' menstrual products into boys' bathrooms at government-run schools. Walz signed the law in June 2023 because progressives champion the controversial, unscientific, and unpopular transgender claim that children must be helped to change sexes if they have an opposite sex gender identity. Watch, Harris co-chair on Walz's support for transitioning kids. Unlimited abortion, free college for illegals, his record's good. But the establishment media are whitewashing the revolutionary and risky policy as a benign convenience for school kids, while also claiming puzzlement over the GOP's branding of Walz as hashtag tampon, Tim. Trump campaign criticizes Walz for state law providing tampons in schools, said a New York Times headline above an August 6 article that does not say boys. Republican state lawmakers in Minnesota had tried and failed to amend that bill so that it would apply only to female restrooms, though some Republicans went on to vote for the final version of the bill. The media are hiding the boys' bathrooms because that's the controversial part, Terry Schilling, the CEO of the American Principles Project, told Breitbart News. That's the thing that hurts them politically, and it makes us seem unreasonable if we're opposed to providing tampons to girls. The whole reason why we're calling him Tampon Tim is because he gives it to the boys. He wouldn't be called hashtag Tampon Tim just for supporting women's hygiene products, it's an intrusion. Pushing tampons into boys' bathrooms is dangerous for girls, and it'll end up making boys miserable because it denies the real biology-based differences between the two sexes, he said. Watch, Chloe Colon Democrats supporting transitioning children without parents' knowledge. As a woman, I think there is no greater threat to our health than leaders who support putting tampons in men's bathrooms in public schools, said Caroline Levitt, a press aide for President Donald Trump. Those are radical policies that Tim Walz supports. He actually signed a bill to do that. The August 8 article by The Hill avoided mentioning boys until it included a seventh paragraph quote from the Trump campaign. What could be weirder than signing a bill requiring schools to stock tampons in boys' bathrooms? The Make America Great Again Incorporated account wrote Tuesday on the social platform X. Or weirder than signing legislation allowing minors to receive sex change operations? CBS News cited transgender boys in the second paragraph, but only to portray those troubled girls as routine and normal. That mandate is drawing fresh attention as the Trump campaign seeks to criticize Walz for the law, claiming it requires school districts to supply tampons and pads to both female and male bathrooms due to transgender boys who may menstruate. On social media, the hashtag #TamponTim began trending on August 6, the day Walz was named as Vice President Kamala Harris' running mate for the Democratic presidential ticket. Then CBS split hairs to downplay the pro-transgender purpose. The Minnesota law, however, doesn't specify in which bathrooms the menstrual supplies must be located. Instead, it requires school districts to develop plans to ensure all students who menstruate can access free tampons and pads. Lacey Garro, director of government relations at the advocacy group Alliance for Period Supplies, told CBS Money Watch. The Washington Post's reporters have hidden the controversy. The word boy is absent from coverage in Time, and buried in a GOP quote from BuzzFeed, which declared. Many have pointed out that Tampon Tim isn't really an insult when he's helped countless young people have access to period products who might otherwise not have had it. And the bill's representative Sandra Feist said she's received many emails thanking her for providing transgender students with menstrual products without having to ask. Walz has repeatedly and enthusiastically championed the transgender ideology, which says governments must ensure that citizens submit when people demand they be treated as transgender members of the opposite sex. We want every Minnesotan to grow up feeling safe, valued, protected, celebrated, and free to exist as their authentic versions of themselves, Walz said in March 2023. Protecting and supporting access to gender-affirming health care is essential to being a welcoming and supportive state. There is much evidence that the transgender policy is also causing lifetime medical harm to many boys and girls who have their bodies modified to fit features of the other sex. This transgender ideology is also causing much conflict in American society, where the public has developed many civic norms to accommodate the biology-based differences between the two equal, different, and complementary sexes. Many or most progressive reporters are blind to the underlying conflict over transgenderism, Schilling said. I had an interaction just yesterday with a reporter that I know who is left of center, but at least he's honest. He thought that us calling Waltz hashtag tampon Tim made no sense and was weird. And I said to him, well, do you think it's weird to put tampons in boys' rooms? Because I think that's what's weird, and that's why we're calling him hashtag tampon Tim. He had never heard of that concern. He just thought we were protesting the funding of tampons for girls. There are two Americas right now, he added. If you're in the progressive media stream now, that's all you're getting.